Quill Tree Books and Harbor Audio present Wrath and Mercy by Jessica Rubinkowski. Performed by Carlotta Brenton. For the Angry Girls of the World. 1. Once, there was a girl who was gifted the powers of a god. Filled with a righteous fury, she tore down the Tsar's army and ripped apart the curse that had held her village in an icy grasp for a decade. She did it for love. She did it for power. But mostly, she did it for revenge. In the old tales, the ones grandmothers tell in hushed whispers around dying fires, villains are creeping, evil things full of malice and deceit. It is a familiar story, one that children have heard all across the frozen country of Strana for hundreds of years. Once, humans warred among themselves, knowing nothing of industry or peace. Seeing the destruction being wrought on the land they so loved, the brother gods, one bright and one pale, fell to the earth. They did so willingly and with no expectation. They wished only to help. For years there was prosperity, a utopia the world hasn't seen since. But gods and mortals were never meant to live side by side. As the brother gods remade humanity, so too were they changed. Before their fall, the brothers knew nothing of jealousy, hate, or fear. These were mortal emotions meant for humans alone. Slowly, these sentiments sowed seeds of discord between the brothers, choking their benevolence until they were consumed only by their envy of one another. The bright god wished to wield his brother's power over frost, snow, and stone, while the pale god wanted the light and life that came with his brother's might. In the end, their jealousy devoured them. The war they waged lasted a decade, destroying mountains, lakes, and woods, decimating the very world they sought to protect. At the end, when both were exhausted and bleeding, the bright god made his final, desperate blow. He struck down his brother, burying him deep beneath the earth, entombing him in frost and bone and stone until there was nothing left but a mountain, a monument to a former god. But wars between brothers are bitter, volatile things. They were not content to let their battle end there. From their secret, hidden places, they chose mortal champions, humans destined to wage war against one another until death claimed them. The battles would play out as the original had, with the bright champion casting down the pale, a repeating cycle that never seems to end. Until now, I will be different. The sky reels as the last claws of sunlight disappear behind Knot Mountain at my back, as if my hatred of the bright god alone forced twilight upon the world. With the dark comes a wave of dizziness, the edges of my vision going black and fuzzy, the world no longer as certain as it had been mere moments ago when I commanded the pale god's power. My arms ache. The scalding heat of Alec's body is too much for the ice filtering through my veins. I can't stop the tremor that rolls up my spine and down my arms, losing my hold on Alec, who falls to the powdery snow. Alec slowly rights himself, his gaze going to the field of destruction before us. Bodies bedecked in the black and gold uniforms of the Stormhounds, Tsar Ladislaw's personal army, lie sprawled and broken across the icy field between Knot and the small village of Ludminka. Kashi's monsters still lope among them, ripping into limp bodies to eat their fill. Pools of ice form along the areas where Matvi, the bright god's champion, pulled rays of sunlight from the sky in an attempt to kill me, cooled by the nipping wind of night. All of it, the death, the blood, the monsters with wide, unseeing eyes and a maw of teeth, had been me. Instead of despair, a strange warmth brews in my heart like a storm, thunderheads of pride and vindication building in my chest.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?